This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Well, hello, America. It's Super Tuesday all over the place today. We've got all kinds of fun and frivolity on this, the last Super Tuesday of this election cycle. Yes, Virginia, it's just about over. And of course, as of last night, when AP came up with the numbers and the calculation saying that Hillary has all the delegates she needs to be the presumptive nominee of the Democratic Party. But, of course, Bernie Sanders says, whoa, wait a minute. You know, we're not quite there yet. It's not official until it's official. And I think, Scott, I think, you know, he's waiting for the fat lady to sing, and that happens at the...
could happen today?
At the convention, right?
Yeah.
Well, the fat
lady today, too. I mean, if he loses all of them today... He won't really have much claim.
Well, you know, if I got to say, if he wins California, he's got a lot of claim. And I mean, he's still got a lot of claim anyway. I mean, he's won 20 states so far, and it just becomes argumentative. And is he going to go out graciously and allow the Democratic Party to reunite here? I don't know. We'll see what goes on. He's been saying that he needs to be a player in the game. In fact, here's what's been said, that if Hillary can't win without our support, she doesn't deserve the nomination. Listen to this.
It's one of his supporters.
One of his supporters, yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Fun morning, Joe.
If Hillary cannot win a general election without our support, she doesn't deserve the nomination. Wait until the Republicans start campaigning against Hillary in a real active way. She will stand no chance against that buffoon Trump.
Well, that's, of course, a Sanders supporter. And, you love the fiery nature of politics. And this election season, I know some people, want to think, well, it's gotten worse than ever. It's just what it is. It's politics. I think anytime I first started reading about politics, it's this kind of stuff. We don't necessarily throw shoes at people like they do in some countries, but we throw a lot of words and verbiage back and forth. So, hey, we love this country. We love free speech, and they're working it out, but. To her point here, I think it's still a challenge. It's an uphill challenge for Hillary Clinton because she doesn't relate to the young people. Even though she's tried to adopt and adjust her policies and her rhetoric to try to attract the young people, I think Marco Rubio said it exactly right, and that is that Hillary Clinton represents the old school. And I think that's one moniker that is there. It's not necessarily been pronounced as strongly and definitive as Marco Rubio did. But I think that's part of it. That's part of the sentiment. These young kids look at Hillary and they see her as old, and they just can't relate to her. Now, do we have that caller, Scott? You'd mentioned that David from San Francisco called in.
Yep.
Well, let's bring him on because he had a comment that he wanted to make. David, thank you for calling. Appreciate your input here. We're not into political correctness. We're into free speech. So, you had something you wanted to comment regarding. The green energy presentation that we had a while ago.
Yeah, exactly. And I just to let you know, I am a green. Out here in San Francisco, I work on energy issues. So what we notice is that the energy sector is becoming more and more monopolized. And what's even worse is that it's more like colony economics. In 1776, America got away from the idea that you would have a king on the other side of an ocean that had no concept of what was going on locally, and yet he was sucking all the money back to London and forcing us to dance to his tune. Now, if you look at your power companies, how many of the power companies are actually international corporations that are sucking all the money to Switzerland or the Cayman Islands or whatnot. So
well, David, I'm sorry, we're going to be out of time here, but boy, I tell you, I think you're hitting on something we need to talk about further, and I'll have Scott work out something. We need to have this discussion. I appreciate you calling in. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's going to happen, all right? Bottom up, not top down. I apologize to David and to everybody else here. I think what he was starting to share with us was important. Unfortunately, we ran out of time. We do need to have him back, to present this option and this understanding. You know, sometimes we can get so diametrically opposed that we're not listening to one another. We're just kind of like, as President Obama said, we're talking at one another, you know, we're not necessarily listening, and but I appreciate his perspective, and we want to get deeper into this, so hopefully we can make some time later on and have David back, and we can give him a little bit more time, or the time necessary in order to make his point, because I think he started to make a worthy point here. James Antle is with us now. He's the Washington Examiner's politics editor, previously managing editor of the Daily Caller, associate editor of the American Spectator, and senior writer for the American Conservative. James, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Good. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Hey, good to have you back as always. Hillary was given, the confirmation last night, I guess, by the AP. They ran the numbers, ran an audit, found the amount of delegates to the point that Super Tuesday is kind of, not a big deal for her right now. But for one Bernie Sanders, he's saying, whoa, wait a minute. You know, we got people to vote here and votes and delegates to count. It ain't over. I'm not hearing the fat lady sing yet.
That's right. I mean, Bernie is not hearing the fat lady. I can understand to a certain degree why that he and his supporters would be a little bit upset. You know, you have some pretty big primaries happening today. He's really closed the gap in the polls in California, had a shot of at least maybe beating her in California, which would have some symbolic importance. So this kind of pours some cold water on that, you know, right 24 hours before. But, you know, he always had a strategy that I think was a really tough sell at this point. You know, Hillary Clinton was going to beat him in the popular vote in pledged delegates. Has an overwhelming majority of superdelegates. His hope was that a California win would send a message to these superdelegates that he is the stronger general election candidate against Donald Trump, which some polls do show, and therefore these superdelegates should switch en masse at the convention from Clinton to him. And I think given that she'd be potentially the first female president, that she is winning by virtually every other metric, and that it really requires this socialist senator to get the strong support of the party establishment leaders after running against them for virtually his entire campaign. And it has never seemed very much of a plausible strategy, but it's really the only strategy that's left available to him.
Can he pivot?
Can Sanders pivot? I'd be surprised. I mean, he's a 70-something year old guy, he's 74. Old dogs can sometimes learn new tricks, but the whole appeal of his campaign has been his willingness to take on the party establishment, to take on Wall Street, to say what he really thinks rather than being a conventional politician. So, you know, it would be hard in my view. But I think one of the big things is that he's created such false hope, and maybe not even just him, that is the primary calendar. I mean, he did have go on a really long winning streak for a while there,
yes,
without really altering the delegate math very much. You know, it created a lot of false hope among his young, less experienced supporters, and maybe a lot of them are not going to be ready to walk away, even if he is.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing that I'm concerned about for him and for the Democratic Party, if I can say that. I mean, just looking at it objectively, is saying, you know, how do you get his followers to, to connect with Hillary when, you know, there's already evidence that... And I've heard numbers anywhere from 15 to 25% of these young people say, "Look, they just soon go to Trump," you know, because
right.
In a sense, I mean, you have Trump, you know, the opposite mirror of Bernie. I mean, he's the non-establishment guy. He's saying the big, you know, those big things, and that you know, some of these kids can relate to. I mean, he's not promising free education at this point, but. Because that seems to be the main, the primary rallying cry for Bernie. But they've connected with him. I mean, which is amazing because here it is, you know, it's 74 years old, a socialist. And I mean, he's the Pied Piper.
He definitely is. And, you know, Trump has really made it a major priority to talk about the Democratic primary process being rigged as much or more so than the Republican primaries. He's tried to appeal to Sanders supporters on the basis of trade, on the basis of Hillary Clinton's vote for the Iraq War, on the basis of Wall Street, economic populism. So he's making a sales pitch to them. I think every 4 years or 8 years when there's a competitive primary on one side or the other, you know, there is this concern that the party won't be able to unite, and usually the party does, at least
right.
on the voter level. It has, to a certain extent, on the Republican side after a contentious primary this year, if not among the elected officials. But you do have the complication of Sanders supporters being a young demographic that does not always reliably turn out. So if they are sort of disillusioned by the process by which Sanders loses, if they're disillusioned by Hillary Clinton's win and they feel that it was, in some sense, unfair, you know, perception is the reality. It could be hard for her to turn those voters out. And if it's hard for her to turn those voters out, it's hard to replicate the Obama coalition, which was able to win in 2008 and 2012.
Yeah, without a doubt. James, you know, you touch on a few things here that Trump has potential in terms of connecting with these young millennials, but he needs to speak their language. I don't think right now they could care 2 cents about about a wall or, about trade. I mean, they're looking at some other issues, and I think he needs to review what Bernie Sanders has shared with them and what's the appeal? What is the Bernie Sanders appeal? Because there's some core issues that have connected with these young people, whether it has to do, you know, certainly we know education is one. I mean, these kids are looking at what's happening in terms of tuition expenses, the cost of education, and they're saying, hey, look, we need a lifeline here, and it's more than just when Hillary comes back in contrast saying, hey, look, we're going to help you out here. That didn't pass the so what test.
Yeah, I mean, I think Trump is going to have a hard time appealing to some of the younger Sanders supporters. I think he does potentially have an in with some of the union voters who've backed Sanders because they are more concerned about things like the free trade agreements and basically workers versus big business and government. But, you know, culturally, Trump is a poor fit for these younger voters, and the controversy over the judge certainly doesn't help in that area. And then he's not really offering them anything in terms of a free education or the social welfare platform that Sanders is running on. But what he can potentially do for these younger voters is reinforce their disillusionment with the process, both by criticizing the Democrats and being a disillusioning figure himself, Right. And maybe some of them don't show up to vote at all, which is almost as good in his case as if they turn out for him.
Yeah, without a doubt. James Angel, Washington Examiner's politics editor. James, thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Getting America back on track.
It's a lie!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I tell you, we're honored to have attorney Gerald Schwartzbach with us, who won the acquittal in the murder trial of actor Robert Blake. He also represented actor Michael Jace, who ironically played a cop on the popular police drama The Shield, who was found guilty of second-degree murder in the death of his wife recently.
AP talked with Schwartzbach about this case and the importance of the defendant's state of mind, which he said was, and I quote, an essential element that can mean the difference between spending the rest of your life in prison or not. Gerald Schwartzbach, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you very much for having me. Just a slight modification. I did represent Robert. I did not represent Mr. Jace.
Oh, you did not. Okay.
I did not.
Okay. Well, let's talk about this position. I mean, you know, you are a celebrated attorney. You've 40 years of experience as a trial lawyer. You're listed in the best lawyers in America, the Martindale Hubbell Bar Register of Preeminent Lawyers, Super Lawyers, and the marquee publication of Who's Who in the World, Who's Who in America, Who's Who in American Law. I mean, your credentials are long distinguished and rightfully earned. So, you know, lay this out. I mean, you know, in terms of, well, let's first deal with, you know, your representation of Robert Blake. Many people were very surprised at the outcome there.
Well, many people were surprised at the outcome when it occurred, and many have refused to accept the results since he was acquitted. The fact of the matter is that, I can just tell you a very brief story, that a few years ago, someone, a reporter, came in to write a piece about me and came into my office and praised me to the hilt about my representation about Robert and was going on and on. And I finally asked her, well, what does she know about the evidence in Robert's case? And she said, well, nothing other than he was guilty. And that's actually been true. The fact of the matter is we proved at trial with evidence that he was factually innocent. But the presumption of innocence is really a fiction. It's very hard for lawyers to make that a reality in a courtroom. You know, and there is a misconception about celebrities having an advantage at in trial. In Robert's case, we had written questionnaires for prospective jurors. Virtually 80% of them thought he was guilty. So it's not quite what the public perception is. And the role of the criminal defense lawyer is extremely important. As I, you know, I try to explain in my book, Leaning on the Ark, which came out recently. You know, there have been almost, since 1989, there have been almost 1,800 people who have been wrongfully convicted, who have been exonerated, 156 off of death row. And Lord knows how many people were wrongfully convicted and never exonerated, and how many of those were executed.
Exactly.
So it's extremely important that everyone in the criminal justice system respect and honor their ethical obligations.
Well, today, you know, and that's part of the challenge, Gerald, is that we live, you know, I've often said and characterized our society today as the microwave generation. We stand in front of a microwave and we yell, hurry up, things don't move fast enough. You know, things happen, forget about due process. The, you know, the court of public opinion takes over, and here it is. I mean, you know, we're seeing it happening with, you know, police officers across the country in cities where people have jumped to conclusions and, you know, without going through, you know, due process here. Of course, right now we're still, you know, dealing with the Freddie Gray issue already. I think just about either we've had a hung jury or a police officer has been, in a sense, exonerated. You know, in that particular case, but it's going through the responsibility and you know, the long hard work of due process.
Well, it is the long hard work, but that's, you know, that's what this country is really built on. And what folks don't really understand is that that there are reasons why people, if people in fact engage in criminal conduct, there are reasons for it. Whenever I've had a client, you know, I try to help them. If they've done anything that merits the attention of the criminal justice system, of course my primary obligation is to get the best legal result I can. But I try to get them to focus on the reasons why they may have engaged in criminal conduct and to address those underlying issues. Because that's the way you really not only can save people's lives, redeem people, but you fight crime. And and you can't, you're not going to end crime overnight, because things such as child abuse, substance abuse, mental illness, discrimination, poverty, et cetera, those are the, you know, it may sound like a bleeding heart liberal, but I'm telling you, I've been at this, living and working in this system for almost 50 years.
Yeah.
Those are the overwhelming reasons why crime is committed. And you can't resolve those issues overnight. And as a country, as a society, we have to be patient and we have to be willing to make the process work for everyone, because if it doesn't work for everyone, that's how innocent people get convicted.
Exactly.
We have to control our emotions.
Mm-hmm. Well, Gerald, in the case of Robert Blake, for example, as we were talking about earlier, and probably still today, if you ran a survey, you'd find that a majority of Americans still see Robert Blake as guilty, not knowing the evidence, because he was tried, you know, through the media, through the court of public opinion. What things came out in the court case that made it clear that Robert Blake was not guilty?
Well, there were a couple things. First of all, he was charged with soliciting two former stuntmen to murder his wife. We completely discredited them. The police had, and the district attorney's office had, suppressed evidence, which we found out, that showed that both of them had serious substance abuse problems, had psychotic breaks while on drugs. They had lied under oath. So the not able to prove that anyone he spoke to had killed his wife, they adopted a theory without any real basis that he, in fact, had personally murdered her.
Mm.
The critical evidence in that regard is they took gunshot residue tests from his hands almost immediately after the incident.
Mm-hmm.
And that gunshot residue test, when we had the gun test fired, it produced well over 2,000 particles of potential gunshot residue, and Robert only had 5 that were potential, and mm-hmm. and it produced over 500 that were definitely gunshot residue. He had none on his hand.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't fire the weapon.
Mm-hmm.
So it was absolutely clear that he had not killed her, and he had not solicited anyone to kill her.
Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes what people would say is, they say, okay, well, if he didn't, who did? But that's not your job. Your job is to deal with Robert Blake.
That's exactly it. And following on what you were talking about before, just a few weeks ago, on the anniversary of Bonnie Blakely's death, the Today Show and NBC ran an absolutely irresponsible piece of journalism where they interviewed the lead detective in the case and someone who they said was Robert's private investigator. They never contacted me. They let the lead investigator say he was convinced Robert murdered her. They let this private investigator say he believed Robert didn't murder her, but he hired the murderer.
Mm-hmm.
That lead investigator had suppressed evidence, had violated court orders, had committed all kinds of misconduct. They never brought that out. They never spoke to the defense, and the private investigator never worked for me, had absolutely no basis upon which to express the opinion he expressed. Yet they put it out there over the internet and over NBC TV on the Today Show.
And to your point, yeah, I mean, this is irresponsible journalism, because what effect does that have on the judicial system and process?
Well, it undermines the judicial system. It's obviously extremely unfair to Robert. And to run a story where you only speak to people on one side of the story, as you know, is just irresponsible. It's journalism 101.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really a tragedy.
And without a doubt, our conversation with attorney Gerald Schwartzbach and author Leaning on the Ark, A Personal History of Criminal Defense, continues right after the break. Stay with us, America. It's just about 28 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Attorney Gerald Schwartzbach continue. Gerald, of course, won acquittals in nationally publicized cases, including the murder case against actor Robert Blake. He's author of the new book, Leaning on the Ark, A Personal History of Criminal Defense. Gerald, the book, Leaning on the Ark, why the book?
Well, I, as I said, I've been in the system for almost 50 years, and I believe that the public has a misunderstanding of how the criminal justice system works. I wanted to write about that, and I wanted to write about the critical role of criminal defense lawyers in the system, because we're frankly generally viewed very unfavorably. When I told a literary agent what I'd like to write about, she said, well, that's interesting, but nobody's going to read that. Robert Blake has to be in the book, and it has to be a memoir. So memoir became the vehicle by which I tell stories, the story of how I came to do what I do. But I also discuss 12 cases in detail and provide specific accounts of how the system failed or how I was able to get the system to work properly by overcoming misconduct by a variety of people in it. And Robert's case is one of the cases I discuss.
Leaning on the Ark, you know, why that title?
Well, it comes from Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, in which he said, the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice. So the book is really about, you know, my little contribution to trying to help that arc of the moral universe to bend toward justice. No one person can do it by him or herself, but this is my effort, and it really wasn't intended to be about me. But I'm hoping that people will find it And it's not intended for just lawyers or law students, but for the general public. And I think folks, at least to this extent, have found it very interesting and informative.
Well, I think it causes us to take pause, Gerald. I mean, you know, because like I said, we've been, you know, rushing to judgment on this. And I mean, if we were, you know, the Robert Blake or the O.J. Simpsons of the world, you know, we'd want justice. I mean, just because we're celebrities doesn't necessarily mean that we're not measured, you know, by the same justice system. Although, you know, as we've all grown up with the idea that justice is supposed to be blind. There might be some questions along the way and some exceptions. But we're, you know, through this process and this information age and we live in where you have irresponsible journalism running rampant, like what you just cited in the earlier segment, you know, all this, you know, perturbs things and it disrupts, you know, these foundational issues that are so critical, you know, especially when it comes to our justice system.
Yeah, it really is important that people try to be dispassionate and let the Constitution work. Because if the Constitution doesn't work for someone who actually did commit a crime, there's no guarantee it's going to work for someone who didn't commit the crime.
Exactly.
And we also tend to write people off too easily. We give up on people. Good people can sometimes do bad things under extraordinary circumstances. Some people who are so-called bad during one part of their life, they don't have to remain that way. And one of the stories I tell in the book, a true story of a fellow who was a racist and anti-Semitic, was wrongfully convicted of murders, did 19 years in prison for murders he didn't commit. I represented him for free because I knew he was innocent.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I didn't do his trial, but I worked for many years and eventually was able to get him exonerated. He eventually had all of his racist and anti-Semitic tattoos removed from his body without anesthesia, because he thought he deserved to experience pain for having been that kind of person.
Wow.
People can be redeemed. We should not give up on people so easily.
Exactly.
And we shouldn't judge people based upon whether they're celebrities or the color of their skin or their ethnicity or their religion. We're all fundamentally, at least my belief, we are all fundamentally the same.
Yeah, we're fundamentally flawed. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, as one saint was often quoted as saying, you know, there but for the grace of God go I. And, you know, and you see these situations, you know, that you think, wow, if I was faced with those circumstances, you know, could I have done that? You know, and I think sometimes, you know, we question that of ourselves, you know, people who are reasonable, you know, consider this. You know, I mentioned O.J. Simpson, another celebrated case. Certainly, you know, we know that you didn't handle that, but in your position, that had to be, you know, quite an observation to look at what came down with the O.J. Simpson case, both trials.
Yeah, well, I can't really speak in detail. One of the things I've learned, because I have been in high-profile cases, is that unless you're on the inside of a case, you don't really know the case.
Mm-hmm.
And people, including lawyers who opine about cases that they're not involved in, often do a disservice to the public and to the profession. But one thing appears clear to me is that whether he was guilty of murder or not, I can't say. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do believe very strongly is that in his Nevada case, he was punished for the murder that he was acquitted of in Los Angeles. That the judge who sentenced him in Nevada didn't sentence him based upon what was a relatively minor case.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a case, but he, you know, he's retrieving, you know, things that had been in his possession. He exercised poor judgment, obviously, but you know, the fact of the matter is he was in his 60s with no criminal history, and he basically gets sentenced to prison for the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how a case like that would normally be handled. And I think that in Nevada, he was punished for the murder he was acquitted of in Los Angeles.
I think a lot of people feel the same way and would agree with that statement. In the case of actor Michael Jace, as we stated earlier, who ironically played a cop on the popular police drama The Shield, he was found guilty of second-degree murder. And you say there is a way that Michael Jace can avoid life in prison. How?
Well, there theoretically is a way to do it, but I wouldn't presume to to say what a judge is going to do, and particularly in a case I wasn't involved in. But he's, you know, for second-degree murder, he avoided first-degree murder, but with second-degree murder, the punishment in California, if he's sentenced to prison, is 15 years to life. Mm-hmm. And if you personally use a gun that causes great bodily injury, and obviously this did, you get 25 years consecutive to the 15. So he's looking at potentially 40 years to life.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And if he had been acquitted, if he had been convicted of voluntary manslaughter, which I understood was the goal of the defense, that would have been that would have been 15 years to life. Not 15 years to life. It would have been a lesser figure with the determinative sentence of either 3, 6, or 11 years, but would have had the gun use allegation on top of it. It's going to be, you know, I don't know Mr. Jace. I don't know his personal history. I don't know all the factors that went into this incident. It's obviously a very tragic one, he's obviously not in a good position. What a judge will do is not for me to presume to say.
Exactly. Well, Gerald, you know, speaking of celebrities and the crimes that are committed, are there common threats?
I don't think so. You know, I think, as I said before, we're all individual human beings with our own life histories and with various influences and factors and biases and emotions and mental health issues and perhaps substance abuse issues, et cetera, et cetera. So I think each case has to be, and it's important that each case and each person be judged individually, that we not start with a conclusion someone's guilty. We start with a blank slate, follow leads wherever they go, and then try to reach a reasonable and just conclusion.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, he's the author, a celebrated attorney, and author of the book Leaning on the Ark, A Personal History of Criminal Defense, the book available at all the usual places, and it will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Gerald Schwartzbach on Bill Martinez Live. Gerald, thank you so much for being with us. It's 18 before the top of the hour.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products. including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We don't see color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez, live.
The world mourns for your dad, as I know you and the family do more deeply. Help us appreciate him from your perspective.
Well, I mean, there's nothing I can say that hasn't already been said. You know, my dad was not only the best fighter ever, but also such a great man, and there will never be anyone else like him. And I think that, you know, anywhere you go in the world, people recognize him, and not only recognize him, but also love him because of the man that he is, because he stood up for his beliefs. He fought for those that couldn't speak up for themselves, and he'll truly be missed by all of us.
That confidence came from?
I think that's something that just as naturally comes from within. And then people who are, first of all, you have to have confidence and believe in yourself, but then you have to work hard to prepare. And I always say my confidence comes from preparation. It's not something that you just go around saying, oh, I'm going to win, you know, just because. You actually go and you do the hard work when nobody's watching. All of his kids had the opportunity to come and be at his side when he passed on. I'm happy that we had the opportunity to be there with him.
Say that, yeah. And to say that do you think he was ready? Because they said, you know, I know the people that loved him weren't ready, but do you think that he was ready? He fought the battle of Parkinson's for so long.
I do understand the circle of life, and at some point we all have to pass away, and, you know, obviously I'm sad. I'm going to miss my father, but I've been sad for a long time because my father's been struggling with Parkinson's for a long time, and he hasn't been, you know, who I himself for a long time. So I'm happy knowing that he's no longer struggling, and that's what gives me comfort. It's a part of life, and but obviously we're all going through a lot, and we're all going to miss him very much.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Touching tribute by Leila Ali, who's been on with us many times, of her father, Muhammad Ali. And it just... You know, it's just so touching, and everybody has Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay stories that they share, and you know, we definitely feel, and our prayers are with, you know, with the Ali family. as he will be laid to rest later this week. Appreciate the big wave, Dave, you know, our imaging creative genius who put that together for us. Lisa Arnold is with us right now. She's a director, producer, writer, actor, has over 25 years experience in film, TV, and stage combined, and has visionary ability for storytelling. She also produced God's Not Dead. She wrote, directed, and produced award-winning films like This Is Our Time, Letting Go, Christmas Angels, Voices, and Flywheel. And now she has produced Caged No More, a rather provocative movie that is being released on DVD, Blu-ray, today, even as we speak. Lisa Arnold, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, the topic that you addressed on Caged No More, a rather pernicious and growingly pervasive issue that we just cannot keep our head in the sand over anymore. We have to really take a look at what's going on here with runaways and missing teens at greater risk today of being trafficked. Isn't that right?
Absolutely, and it's not just runaways. This can happen to your family, and it's happening all across the country. You know, human trafficking is the fastest growing crime in the world. 10 to 13-year-old boys in the U.S. and 11 to 14-year-old girls in the U.S. are at the greatest risk, and it doesn't matter if you come with a family from, you know, financial influence or not. It doesn't matter what your race, your creed. It doesn't matter. They're getting to our kids. You know, they're being very smart about getting to them through social media. They're hanging out where our kids are in malls and shops and even our churches and our schools. So everybody needs to wake up and understand that this is happening in your own backyard, and we've got to stand up and do something about it.
Well, Lisa, you mentioned young boys, and we had an expert here last week talking about these statistics. They're just incredible about these young boys and what they're opening themselves up to. You know, it's just spending an endless amount of time, you know, looking at their computers and, you know, devices, handheld devices, and how that has opened a portal to pornography. It has made them less than, I mean, to the point that more girls than boys are graduating today. They're getting involved in pornography in an early age. These are all door openers to these issues. And as you say, this isn't, economically specific. It crosses all lines of the economy.
Yes, it does. And you're right that it all goes back to pornography and what we're watching and what we're allowing to be on television and in films and on the, you know, web. So we have to nip it in the bud, so to speak. You know, you have to go all the way back to the problem, because that is what's driving the industry. And as long as the industry is being driven by that, girls and boys are going to be taken and be, you know, put into slavery. And right. be able, you know, and are caught in sex trafficking for years and years of just torture. So we have to look at it. You have to look at it as the one, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, you may look at something and think, well, that's really not acceptable. But if you think, if that's my daughter or if that's my son, would you watch that? No. The answer is no, you wouldn't.
Exactly.
So you have to put it in a very personal place to kind of understand what these children are going through, because no one chooses to be trafficked. No one chooses prostitution. You know, this is something that we really have to start caring about. And it's not acceptable that slavery exists. And this is, it's a modern day form of slavery.
Exactly.
Every human right is being taken away from these individuals.
Well, Lisa, we talk about the pervasiveness of this crime. This is a global crime. I mean, this is not just here in the United States. This is all over the world. And you think about the refugee crises that we're having and seeing all over the world right now, whether it's the Middle East and in Africa, you know, South America. You know, we had children, young children, you know, for example, you know, coming in from Central America. you know, crossing the border on top of trains and that sort of thing. And I said at the time, I go, oh, what a classic opportunity for human traffickers, because they're sitting there at the choke point as these people are coming through, and they are qualifying these people. If they're young boys, and depending on what it looks like they could offer, and young girls, whatever they, you know, hey, you're in line number one, line number two. I mean, this was this has become a recruiting tool for human traffickers, hasn't it?
It has. And the sad thing is that our runaways and these individuals see them as hope. They see that as an answer to their problem. And at first they will be caring to them and loving to them and seem to be on their team. But then, you know, we all know what happens, you know, down the road. So, trafficking is happening in so many ways. Sometimes it's a mind game now. Sometimes they're being blackmailed into it and shamed into it. And then other times they're just being taken. Mm-hmm. We wanted to use our voice as filmmakers to raise awareness about this, to get the conversation started. And that took us a long time to figure out, because trafficking is such an ugly topic and people don't really want to be, you know, educated about it, because then you have to understand it and know that it exists right in your own community.
Exactly.
So it was a huge challenge for us. So by us making a feature film that is not, it's based on multiple true stories, but it's not the graphic documentary that people are used to seeing about trafficking. This is a powerful, compelling drama thriller. It is a entertaining movie in itself. But at the same point, we've crafted it where things are suggested, they're not shown, so that parents can take their 13, 14, 15-year-old to this movie. They can watch the film, and then they can understand when they get to the end of it, wow, I just heard true statistics about trafficking. This really is happening in my own neighborhood. You know,
exactly.
How do I protect myself? You know, we just got to get that conversation started in the home. And our churches, oh my goodness, our churches need to rise up and come against this. So we really need to all be a force. And we need to be helping all those trafficking orgs that are in our community. You know, we found over 700, and over 500 partnered with us on this film. So they're out there. They're trying to do their best. They're trying to rescue these girls and boys, trying to bring restoration to them. But it's a long process, as you can imagine. I mean, you're talking about years for restoration.
Exactly.
So they need our help. They need our resources. They need our, you know, they need us to be the hands and feet of Jesus here.
Right. Well, Lisa, once again, we realize how important and significant the role of the family plays. We are the first line of defense, aren't we?
We are, and you can't wait on someone else to tell your child about this, you know. It's great when schools get involved with us. We're doing a live event tour now, and we're going to schools and universities and churches, and we're able to watch the movie and then have a nice, you know, panel discussion about how it's happening in their community. And that's all great. But, yes, it comes back to the parents and to the grandparents. You know, we all need to start speaking out about this. If there's one thing I could tell your audience today that would be great for helping to protect your children, is when they're approached by a stranger, whether it's a compliment or whatever, just say thank you and walk away.
Amen.
Look them straight in the eye, say thank you and walk away. Because they're looking for the vulnerable child. They're looking for the one that needs that compliment, that is lacking in some
way. Well, Lisa, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us. This is Lisa Arnold on Bill Martinez Live.
Head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast. VaporPalace.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply nitrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Again, 855-305-8326.